Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. A new face here at the NovaCare Complex as veteran linebacker Steven Tulloch officially signed his one-year deal with the Eagles. Today after practice, we caught up with the linebacker to hear from him for the first time as a member of the Eagles.
I feel most comfortable with this defense. You know, Terrell Austin's defense in Detroit, very good defense, and something I was, you know, getting used to, you know, going into my second year there. But, you know, obviously I've played in this defense for about 6-7 years, and, you know, numerous games, numerous playoff games, you know, battling back, you know, down, you know, to the Colts many years in that division and the AFC South. So, you know, we've been through it. You know, a lot of tweaks, you know, some tweaks have been made along the way, you know, through his time through Buffalo coming here, but it's pretty much the same defense.
Before practice began, we heard from Eagles defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, who has plenty of experience with Tulloch. He was there in Tennessee when Tulloch was drafted and then coached him again in Detroit. And he says that Tulloch just brings something different to the Eagles party.
You know, he's a very experienced player. He's played at a high level of production, plays with a lot of spirit. He's heavy in the run game. He's got natural leverage. That's a kind way of saying he's short, but he's really powerful. He understands blocking schemes, you know, and he has good understanding of pass game. He's got a little bit of experience in the defense. I don't know if that means a whole lot. He's a good player. It stands on its own. He's done it in different schemes.
The Eagles defense continues to make strides in the right direction, coming off of a 17-0 shutout over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Today inside the locker room, we caught up with Connor Barwin, Nigel Bradham, and Benny Logan to get their thoughts on where this defense is headed.
You know, we've learned about, you know, what Jim Schwartz is about, what our defense is going to be about. I think we've learned we have some good depth in the secondary. We'll have some good depth up front at the D-line. And it'll be, you know, up to us up front to really set the tone and make sure we get pressure with the four guys up front.
We are constantly making progress. We're not there yet, but that's why we practice every day, continue to push each other to get better. Like I told Vinny a couple weeks ago, we have a chance to be something special, but we got to continue, you know, push each other, motivate each other. Even today, we don't feel like we're tired. We just got to go out there and continue work.
He's pretty much going to put me in a lot of positions throughout the year. Like I said, I've been in the system before. So, I mean, he's going to use my blitzing ability, coverage ability, hitting. I mean, he's going to put me in a lot of positions to make plays. So just looking forward to the season.
And finally, switching over to the other side of the football, we heard from Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich and running back Ryan Matthews. Now, the two have a history in San Diego, and they're once again teamed up here in Philadelphia. And while Matthews' explosiveness gathers most of the headlines, it's actually his blocking that was the hot topic today.
I can't emphasize that enough. I've said it before for over the last couple of weeks, but it's just so important in any offense that the backs fully understand all the protection calls, what's going on, because it all starts in the passing game with protecting the passer, and the backs are a big part of that.
You know, but it's just a lot different, you know, when you actually get out there and the guns start firing, and, you know, they're coming from every which way, and you got these rigid reads and everything. But, you know, I think I've grown a lot, you know, to adjust to that, and you know, just trying to make myself, you know, available for, you know, whatever position they're trying to put me in. So, you know, I think I've grown good in that area.
You can hear more from Ryan Matthews and Steven Tulloch, as well as the rest of our locker room coverage. Everything is on demand right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.